How did you come up with the idea for Men Are Like Fish?
Well, I told you I was doing this instant romance idea, and when I was at one of Tony Robbins' two-week NLP certifications, he talked about this new concept called global metaphors, and the global metaphor was a way of using an analogy to take something that's very complicated or complex, which would be like love relationships, and then turn it into something that's very concrete and easy to understand, like fishing. And I just noticed that people use fishing words all the time when it comes to love relationships, like she landed a husband, he's a nice catch, there's more fish in the sea, he went for a bait, you know, all these kind of things. And so I thought, hey, I ought to write this book called Fishing for Love, or Fishing for Women. And so I actually went to a Mark Victor Hansen mega book seminar many, many years ago and got some advice. And I also went to the Maui Writers Conference where I got to present my Fishing for Love idea to book editors and to book agents.
Yeah.
And they said to me, basically, if you use this word fishing, it's going to end up in the sports department. That's the number one problem. Number two problem is you're writing a book for men. And if you want to write a relationship book, it's women who buy over 90% of the books.
Right. So men are not your target audience in that way.
Yeah. So I was thinking, well, it's going to be men are like fishermen, women are like fish. I presented it to John Gray, Mars and Venus's publicist, who called me up and said, that's the most disgusting title I've ever heard. But she said, you're on to something. So,
okay.
So anyways, men are like fish, I would share this stuff in my other profession, which is a tour director. I take people on vacations, and one of these ladies, senior citizen ladies, came up to me and said, Steve, I've heard you talk about this. I think you got it wrong. There's an old saying that goes, a man chases a woman until she catches him.
Ah.
So I was kind of pondering that. I was looking all over the internet and through books, and I found it. It's an American proverb, which makes it old folk wisdom. So I thought, well, if she's doing the catching, that makes the man the fish and the woman the angler. So that's became Men Are Like Fish.
That makes perfect sense. It really does. And it is about how to, I mean, the strategies that you're teaching and you're sharing in this information, is it really is teaching women how to take a more active role and not wait to be caught, which I think is really important.
Yes, because one of the Stephen Covey's seven habits is to be proactive.
Yes.
And so when the woman is the angler, now I say women ask me, why are the men the fish? Are women the fish ever? Actually, this can work either way, but it works better when the woman is catching the man. Because
and why is that?
It's a weird thing, but men, it's the same like in the stock market or gambling. Men love the sport, and they're not satisfied catching one. They want to catch
yes.
They want to catch the limit, break the law, and catch 20.
There's always a better fish.
Or a bigger one.
Yeah.
Or if it's too easy to catch, it's not challenging enough.
Yeah.
So, whereas women tend to, they decide what they want, and then they catch it, and they leave. They're done. And so somehow it feeds the man's ego. That's
okay.
And so anyway, it works better when the woman catches. I actually heard Sharon Stone say when she was married before that it doesn't matter. She was on Letterman and looked at the audience and says, girls, women, it doesn't matter how much you love him. It matters how much he loves you. Now, that's what Sharon Stone said, but I thought
right.
That was sort of along the same lines.